December the 1st, 2017, and we're beginning the business meeting of the Convention Facilities Authority Board. And again, I want to thank Jim Dalton for the great presentation and this great holiday luncheon. Someone had been to an earlier meeting and they said, had they known that we had this type of spread, they would have probably not eaten the pancakes or whatever they had. So we're again glad to see everyone here. We're calling the meeting to order. Let's begin with the roll call. Roger?
Certainly. Ms. McFarland?
Present.
Mr. Brent?
Here.
Mr. Hardman?
Here.
Mr. Zawaka is absent. Mr. Hawkins?
Absent.
Mr. Cull?
Present.
Mr. Hill?
Present.
Mr. Butler?
Present.
Very good. So we do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. I like that. Wonderful. So we're going to go ahead and start, and I want to welcome Mr. Hardman, Kevin Hardman. He's our new member. Welcome to the CFA board. We're so excited to have him and the expertise that he brings from a business perspective as well. And not only is he a great business person, but he's also the mayor of Sharonville. So we are so glad to have you with us. So we're going to go ahead with the minutes. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes, am I correct? And have you had and everyone should have had an opportunity to review those minutes. And are there any additions or corrections that you have that you noticed on the minutes? Bearing none, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve the minutes as reviewed and as mailed to us. We do a roll call. For that. Need a motion to approve the minutes? Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. The minutes have been approved. What I thought we would do is kind of move the agenda around just a bit. We have on the agenda number 7, which was the soccer stadium discussion, and I'd like to move it up to the next item for us to discuss. And so we're going to go ahead and have a brief discussion regarding and an update on where we are with the soccer stadium discussions and proposals. And it's going to be brief because there's a lot that we really aren't aware of at this point as well. So I'm going to ask Judy. Judy, would you kind of give us an update on where we are from the county's perspective with the soccer? And then we'll have Sheila share as well from the city's perspective. Thank you.
So just very briefly, thank you very much for the opportunity. And I wanted to thank all of you. There's been some dialogue back and forth, and there's been some emails that you all have shared expressing your perspectives, and it's been very valuable information, so thank you. And I think just briefly what I wanted to be able to share is that this week on Wednesday, the Board of Commissioners did approve its participation to be able to construct and develop and construct a 1,000-space parking facility in support of an MLS stadium for FC Cincinnati. And through that resolution, they did direct Jeff Aluto, our county administrator, to really function on three things. One is to develop, once the site is located, once the size and the specification of the facility is determined, then to be able to determine a capital and financing and funding plan for that facility, to be able to look at different operational models of the county, either on its own initiative or through partnership with other entities, operate this parking facility, and then thirdly, to look at the debt processing for that. So really, though, that is the direction that the commission has given the county administrator, Mr. Ludo, and so once an announcement is made on whether we will be embracing and welcoming them soccer stadium, then we will obviously embark on the directives of the commissioner.
Thank you. Sheila?
Similarly, on Wednesday, the city council took action in support of the stadium facility as well. It's the understanding that certainly this is putting together a package that shows that the city is positioned to support moving forward, should we be successful. And it involves the urban area and certain funds that will be dedicated to improving the infrastructure in that area. I can defer to Karen Alder in terms of what those sources of funding are in more detail, but certainly I believe that if this body has additional questions about not only the city's position, but the funding sources and future funding for any city facilities, they should certainly direct those questions to City Council, since it is certainly a policy decision.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you, Sheila and Judy. Members, board members, do you have any questions thus far? I know there's been a lot in the media. I've been trying to stay on top of it as much as possible, and I appreciate the questions that, I forgot about this. I guess I'm just, I think you can usually hear me without a microphone, but I will, can you hear me now? So I would like to see if there are any questions that you all have of Judy and or Sheila. Regarding this discussion, and as I said earlier, there's been a lot of discussion in the media, lots of points and questions have been raised, and I also appreciate the feedback and the comments that I've received from some of the board members as well. So, any questions, please? Yes, Sean.
Madam Chair, I have a question, and as you mentioned, a lot has been mentioned in the media, but what's the timeline? I mean, what kind of time frame are we looking at? When it comes to building a parking garage or the infrastructure that the county
needs? Well, certainly, I think as Sheila articulated that really no formal plan has been put into place because we don't know, we don't have the announcement yet. But I think certainly the parking facility and the improvements at the city are going to run parallel to the schedule of the FC Cincinnati. Should the bid be awarded?
I believe if you were able to see any of the discussion and the way that it was presented to both the city and the county, it is very much putting together a conceptual plan that shows that we're able to support such a facility, but there are so many opportunities where this could change even after it's accepted, so there isn't a formal timeline.
Absolutely. Any other questions? Yes,
sir. Maybe it's kind of a combination of questions and comments, but first of all, just for a matter of clarification, as I understand why we're even talking about it, this body, is that there is a funding model that's been presented to the county and the city for the creation of a soccer stadium in the county that entails the usage of a portion of dollars which really come under the control of this body. It has to have the agreement of the city, Hamilton County, and ultimately the CFA, in order for the residual funds to be used. And so it's kind of, it's been interesting to follow this process in the media because it almost seems like this body has been ignored throughout this process as far as how our participation takes part. And I come at it from the standpoint of what created this body in the first place back in 2002. My predecessor as mayor of Sharonville, Virgil Lovett, was very instrumental in creating the Convention Facilities Authority as it exists now, and this framework of commitments that exist for the dollars that are coming from the increase that Cincinnati put into place and their lodging tax dollars, the increase that the county put into place, to see that, number one, the Duke Energy Center got expanded, which it did, and it's doing gangbusters as a result, to see that this building got expanded, which it did, and I think you're all seeing today the benefits that occurred as a result of a financing model that went into place in 2002, and that we listened very closely to the hotels throughout Hamilton County, and in particular here in the northern portions of Hamilton County, and what their needs and their interests were. And that's what created this funding model that was here. So from the very first time I heard somebody talk about wanting to use these dollars to do this, it caused some serious alarm on my part. And I'm glad I'm able to sit at this table to have these discussions because I think for the interest of these convention centers that exist here in Hamilton County, playing with these dollars is very difficult for me to see for the purposes for which the city wishes to use them and has been presented to us. So I think that was my first comment was to make it kind of, from my standpoint, sitting on the outskirts listening to the discussion, I'm kind of confused why we've been sitting on the outskirts. Because ultimately my understanding of the agreements that have been in place since 2002 are that these are dollars that are pledged to the CFA to go toward the Duke Energy Center, this center, and the marketing of conventions throughout Hamilton County. So that is just one comment. The next question, I guess, I have is, if we are going to use these dollars, my understanding right now, these are dollars that are being used by the City of Cincinnati under our cooperative agreements for the purpose of capital improvements, operation and maintenance of the Duke Center, and ultimately marketing of the entire region. And where are those, if we are sucking those dollars up to give to a soccer stadium, what sources of funding have the city found to fill in those needs?
So you, I was waiting for you to finish. So
that was, I guess that's question one.
So that was question one.
Yeah.
Ultimately, as it's been explained to me, including the history of all of this, certainly the board has a role, and it was never my understanding during any of this discussions either at the county or at the city that the board was not considered, or it was not understood that the board has a role, but I think that role occurs at the appropriate time. I don't think anybody is ignoring it. Certainly, I think there's a great respect for the role of this board, but I believe that ultimately it's a decision of policymakers who have agreed that they believe this is a great benefit for the region. Certainly, I think those are all valid questions that should be posed to the appropriate individuals at the appropriate time. I certainly can't answer your question as to where future funds will come from. As I understand it, there's a process that occurs at a certain time, and when that time occurs, we'll ask those questions. We'll look at our capital budgets. I'm sure the county will look at theirs, and policymakers will make further decisions. And when it's appropriate, this board will be engaged. Other than that, I can't answer, many of your other questions because I'm not one of the decision makers. And ultimately, they're the ones who are elected to determine what happens in the region.
The second question I had is, I think this body, through the minutes that have taken place over the last several months and the ones I've read and keeping in touch with our representative previously, has had a lot of discussion lately about the expansion of the Duke Center, the issues with their host hotel, and then I know that we've had discussions about an additional expansion out here at the Sharonville Convention Center. And I have some significant concerns about where has that discussion happened? I mean, because at this point, it seems to me that, and again, maybe you're not, it's a policy, I guess, but it's almost like those very lengthy discussions with very significant studies that have taken place to show what impact those modifications would have to the conventions and hotel night stays here in our region, that those have kind of been put on the wayside to say, well, we'll figure this out later because we think this is a bigger priority. From as a member of this body, I think that needs to be a top priority because that's the one we've been talking about for the last 2+ years, is the Duke Center and the expansion there and issues with the hotel that exists with the Duke Center and the expansion of our convention center here and the continued marketing needs of our county. So I guess my question would be, what is the plan there? What is the plan going forward there? What studies, if any, are out there to tell us that the addition of a soccer stadium to Hamilton County and specifically the city of Cincinnati is going to cause more heads to go into the beds of the hotels throughout Hamilton County. And before this body has ever acted before on giving money to projects, we've seen those studies. We've seen people say, here's how many nights in a hotel, which are the folks, bottom line, those are the folks that are supporting this tax, are going to come as a result of that project. Are there studies out there that show that? And if there aren't, I think from my standpoint, before I would feel comfortable voting on anything that changes our current structure, are one of those things I'd want to see.
Certainly, I will take those requests back to the governing body for the city and the city manager. It's my understanding that we'll certainly have an opportunity to ask those questions. I think at this time, the goal was to put together a package that would get us where we needed to go in terms of being a city that could compete. And when there is an opportunity for us to say, yes, we were successful, and here's what the deal is going to look like, and here's definitely where the sources of funds are going to come from, I think all of those things should be put on the table in accordance with the processes this board has always used to communicate with the elected officials who are making that decision. I don't know what that normally is. I don't know if you invite the individuals in question to a meeting, you send a letter, you do a formal resolution. To me, it appears to be premature because we don't even know if this is going to happen, but certainly you're within your rights to express any concerns or to ask any questions you see fit.
Thank you.
I don't want to belabor the conversation, but I think from the county's perspective, Mr. Hartman, I think your questions are very fair, and I think they're questions that a majority of the members of the CFA board have voiced. And I think, I'm sure the city's resolution is very similar to the county's resolution, and although the county has not specifically earmarked what type of funding it would meet its obligation to fund this 1,000 parking space garage, the commissioners have publicly said that they do not intend or do not see the purpose of using the transient occupancy tax for this particular project. But with that said, I'm sure just like the county, the city will be analyzing all of its funding sources. That's exactly what Ms. Stone's, what Sheila said. But I think from the county's perspective, and is language written into its resolution, commissioner's resolution, is that they will not use the transit occupancy tax for the county's residual share. However, they are not going to be obstructionists to the city's plan to do that. But I think you summarized in your very first statement is that no amendment can be made to the reallocation or the repurposing of those dollars unless this board is party to that arrangement and that agreement. So certainly you all will be very, very instrumental in any kind of funding mechanism for that.
I guess that's kind of where I get to the idea that the discussion here, I guess, is premature or not. And again, what I read in the paper is in order to have a viable bid to MLS, there needs to be a commitment of dollars. And you know, obviously there's been a lot of discussion about the rush by which this has come forward. And there aren't dollars, a large chunk of the dollars that are being put forward to say we have viable funding is money that this body controls to some degree. So that's kind of where I question the prematurity, I guess, of our discussion the urgency of creating that has been created, at least in other entities. That's kind of where these kind of questions are coming from my standpoint. Is that we don't have this backup information for us to take an action. And it sounds like, ultimately, I don't think we're going to take an action today, one way or the other. But as I sit here and I hear what's gone on and what's transpired through other entities, when we're talking about we're going to send a bid saying here's how much money we have and here's where we're going to get the funds to do it, when $30 million of those funds, although that number keeps fluctuating, but $30 million to $40 million of those funds are dollars that are currently pledged to this body for the purposes of dealing with the other two convention centers here in Hamilton County. It gets me a little concerned and a little worried about how we go forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Paul.
I was just curious as if if anyone from the Convention and Visitors Bureau had an opinion on this with regards, because we've obviously been in close contact with them over the years with regards to the maintenance and operation and marketing of the existing facilities. I didn't know if anyone was here today to speak on their behalf. I'd be curious of their opinion.
Relative to this subject, only about the concern around sort of the use of the funds, as Kevin talked about, and a little bit around the precedent. So, you know, so you use tap into the use of these funds for this, you might be tapping into the use of funds, you know, unrelated funds for other things in the future. So I think, so we have shared those concerns. Here's my point of view for the organization is that we have had, at the same time, and for the recent past, the past couple of years, pretty good, solid conversations with the county commissioners and the mayor's office around the challenges with the convention center and the Millennium Hotel. And this summer, we sort of crystallized some of that discussion in terms of here's what we're faced with, right, in terms of the limits to our growth. And some of that also included here's what some of the cost estimates are relative to different options for expansion. My point in all that is I think the decision makers, the policy makers, if you will, have a very good understanding of what the issues are. And I also believe they understand the impact of tourism. And the impact, I mean, they see the top generation, they see the revenue coming into the city. So our sense was, this isn't something that's going to be, is somehow sub-optimizing or, the commitment to tourism. It's a momentary innovation to try and take advantage of this other opportunity, which in fact could be pretty substantial for the city. So my expectation would be, it's like, okay, that's fine, but, now let's get back to, the issues relative to how we get these other things done. It's been confounded a little bit by the control of the Millennium property. That's kind of a rate limiter. And, any solution that has been contemplated so far involves that property. And so without control, that's kind of a timing issue. Can we do it right now? No. While that issue continues to simmer a little bit, here's this opportunity. What should we do? The county and the city have made those recommendations. We've said, fair enough. Just a little bit of concern, but I think there's a real strong commitment to renewing the effort around the convention center. I really don't think, I've been in those conversations over the last 6 months, everybody's gone, oh, yeah, that's not good. So, in terms of understanding the impact there, I think at least that's very solid.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Dan.
If the stadium would end up on the west end, would there still be the 1,000 parking garage?
I don't know. I think it's part of the commissioner's resolution, board of commissioners resolution. The commitment to the construction of a 1,000-space parking garage is based on the precise location, scope, size, the demand of the stadium. And so I think that if the site has shifts from where it currently was projected at the Oakley area, then I think the commissioner's resolution is drafted in a way that we can adjust based on.
Okay. Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Well, yes.
I assume, and Roger is quite the opinion, I don't know if someone from the city can comment too, is there, I know we've had some discussion about the use of funds. Is this a legitimate use of funds under the...
From what we know, right now,
just ask.
I would say yes, but it really depends upon where the specific dollars are going to be spent. I mean, as far as I know, the city is talking about infrastructure, but that can take on a lot of different meanings and different projects. And from the county's perspective, the CFA's perspective, we would be looking at where the specific dollars would go. And, part of this, my understanding, part of the city's approach is the use of the residual funds from the the transient occupancy tax is one component of what the city is planning to do with regard to the soccer stadium. And so, depending upon where those other dollars are coming from, how many dollars are there in the city's residual funds every year? That fluctuates up and down. You know, it is conceivable that there are no residual dollars in a given year. And so I think part of the overall plan, the city is going to have to address that. The county is going to have to understand what changes that will bring about. Part of the county's resolution was that making sure that if the city uses residual TOT dollars for infrastructure for the soccer stadium, that the maintenance and repair of the Duke Energy Convention Center is not ignored, that there has to be some plan in place to make sure that those repairs and maintenance take place and take precedence, as they always have.
And that language is in
it's in the resolution,
it's in
yes.
The resolution.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do think that, you know, from the city and more importantly from the county standpoint, was to make sure that there was a potential for a viable plan for financing whatever was necessary in conjunction with the soccer stadium that the owners of FCC were putting up the dollars to build the stadium. In terms of the infrastructure, in terms of the garage, the county was willing to make a commitment with regard to the garage, depending upon all these other matters taking place. And, I mean, the county still has that commitment. The county certainly hopes that FCC looks, you know, is favorably looked upon. It's my understanding that there's a meeting in New York next week for FCC to make their presentation to MLS, and MLS is supposed to meet the week after that, and hopefully some decision is made yet in December. And, you know, and there's going to be a work in progress to address all the different financing pieces and how they're all going to fit together. And I certainly believe that there's going to be a role for the CFA when we get to that final point in putting the whole plan together.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, but I think it's important to note that Roger, obviously, as a representative of the prosecutor's office, represents the
right.
county and the CFA, but
mm-hmm.
of course doesn't represent the city. And so they would have to get their own decision or legal perspective of whether or not the funds can be appropriately used. But I think it is important to note that, you know, again, in the commissioner's resolution, they don't specifically say what type of funding sources, but they have been very publicly positioned that they do not intend and will not use the transit occupancy.
Thank you. Are there any other questions of the board members?
I just wanted to clarify. I'm hearing Roger say that it would be an appropriate use of funds, potentially, but there's no precedent of anything like that, similar to having been done with the funds, of sort of outside the box use like that.
Or well, that? Certainly over the years, but, you know, if you look back, there have been amendments to the cooperative agreement that have been agreed upon by the city, the county, and the CFA in the past,
yes.
where the three entities together have agreed in this particular year or for this two-year period, we're going to allow the city to use some of its residual funds for a particular purpose and the county to use some of its residual funds for a different purpose. And there have been instances of the residual funds being used for something other than the Cincinnati, the Duke Energy Convention Center and the Sharonville Convention Center. There have been other projects around the county that have gotten a use of those residual funds. So that is not unusual, and it certainly has taken place in the past. And my earlier comment was, in terms of the city's residual funds, there are statutory restrictions on how certain pieces of the residual funds could be spent, how certain pieces of the overall tax can be spent. And certainly I don't believe that the residual funds could be used any differently than what the overall tax could be used for. The statute sets forth a lot of different uses that you can use the transient occupancy tax for. I mean, building stadiums is one specific use. Building parking garages to support a stadium is a specific use that's allowed. Building certain roads to accommodate one of those facilities is a use that's allowed. So it, I think, you know, right now, number one, we know the city wants to use some of its residual funds to support the soccer stadium. But I don't know that anyone knows a particular piece of that infrastructure that the city has in mind to spend it on. And I certainly would defer to the Karen and the city to, you know, to beef up that answer. But I think from what I know right now, that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, I believe the city is still waiting on those traffic studies to determine exactly what roads need to be widened and what roads need to be added. And, you know, they have a very wide estimate from very low to very high of what those costs might be. So this is just an attempt to meet some of the need. And the only other thing I would add is that keep in mind that the residual piece that the city has committed is an up to amount. So as Roger indicated, that amount goes up and down every year. If there wasn't money there, that would not be available to repay whatever debt was issued for the stadium. So.
Okay. Thank you. Based on our discussion, which is very clear, there are a lot of unknowns, unknown proposals, projections, unknown logistical aspects of the where we are today in the discussion of the stadium project. I think based on what I'm hearing from our board members that at this point we're not going to make a decision regarding where we are at this particular point because there's still a lot of unknown information and unknown data that we do not have. And therefore, we will not make a decision, but we will continue to monitor and observe what's going on, and we'll look at it again after the first of the year, as of 2018. I want to thank everybody. Are we all in agreement to that?
Yes.
Okay. Then thank you for the very robust discussion, and thanks for all of the comments and clarification that's also been shared with the group. So thank you very much. And we're now going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is Karen's report, our third quarter financial report. And based on, you know, we have new members as well as we have some members who are not so new, but based on all of us, Karen, if you could expand a little bit more on your report, just for points of clarification, how we look today, where we looked 3 months ago, and perhaps even where we were last year at this time. Karen.
All right, thanks, Gwen. You all have in front of you the third quarter report. The left side of the equation is the city's hotel tax collection. The right side is the county's hotel tax collection. The city's is broken down by the 1.5% tax in addition to the 1% tax for a total collection. And the county's is limited to the 3.5%. This is, we summarized the quarters from 2004 to 2013 in total at the top, just an idea to give you the kind of the last 4 years and then kind of a year-to-date from 2013. So if you drop down to the bottom of the page is the 2017 numbers. And the most recent numbers are third quarter 2017. The city's total actual collection year to date for that particular quarter is $1,049,180. If you go all the way over to the right in the very last column, the county's third quarter collection is $1,484,639. If you want to compare quarter to quarter, if you drop up to just the set of numbers above that, the county, you know, collected roughly $80,000 more this quarter, and the city collected about $17,000 more. So hotel taxes have continued to trend upward, I wouldn't say in a significant manner, but definitely in a definite upward trend. Each year we've been collecting a little bit more. So if you go on to page two, this is the authorization at the beginning of the year. The board adopts a resolution of the anticipated expenses for the year. Those were anticipated to be approximately $65,000. to date, which is shown in the, towards the bottom of the page under the 2017 expenses, the Ohio State Auditor has been paid $11,726, and that is for the annual financial audit. And then we have paid the officer's liability insurance premium of $42,723 for a total of $54,449. When we go on to the last page, this shows the kind of collections since inception to date that were made. This is a kind of a overview of the distribution account at the top. Funds come into various accounts and eventually get to that distribution account where they are just then distributed to pay for debt service and other things related to the convention center. So as of 9/30/2017, $1,666,660 is the balance in that account. We also have a first lien debt service fund, so funds come in through the city and the county, go to the distribution account, and then get distributed to the first lien debt service fund, and that is where the debt service payments are paid from. Currently, there's a balance of $2,084,086. The second lien debt service funds, if you recall the last meeting we did, I got your approval to transfer $264 that was remaining in that account to the distribution account to be used for the first lien debt service because we no longer have that second lien debt service since we refinanced a few years back. Mm-hmm. So that account has been closed, and that I'll probably remove that from this report
okay.
going forward.
Okay.
So does anybody have any particular questions?
Thank you. Thanks again for the comprehensive report. Need a motion to accept the third quarterly report as received. Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstaining? All right. Thank you very much. Next, we kind of touched on this earlier, but the discussion of the direction of the Millennium Hotel. So can you perhaps add to what you had just shared or maybe modify that a little bit?
Yeah, certainly. Thank you. I think the bottom line on the Millennium was twofold. The actual situation hasn't changed in any way in terms of acquiring or getting, otherwise gaining control of the property. That has not changed. What has happened over the summer, though, is what I spoke to earlier. There's been a series of discussions and presentations that included Cincinnati Business Leadership, 3CPC, a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce. We have had a conversation about the challenge and the impact with a broader range of constituents such that I would categorize it as more people thinking about it and more people understanding the impact of it than in the past. And so in terms of thinking through what kind of solutions could be generated, mm-hmm. What kind of ideas or approaches could be considered, we've widened that group. There is their commitment to think through and be aware of how can we generate some solutions for this. So, I take that as a good thing, but it's still frustrating situation in that there's no clear path forward.
Okay. So my understanding from our prior discussions is that we're sort of continuing to be on a wait and see and trying to work together as partners to try to come up with some resolution and solutions. But at this time, we're still actively engaged in trying to move forward to come up with some solutions.
Yeah, is that we've got more people involved in talking and thinking and trying to come up with ways that we might engage with property owners and find a way to move forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions regarding the Millennium update? Thank you very much. Next, in our last meeting, we talked about putting together a funding subcommittee. And that funding subcommittee's role is basically going to be one where we'll be looking as a subcommittee at the needs for expansion of other convention centers And just so that we're involved and on top of that, and we have a core group that's going to be working together to put together and analyze those plans and then bring them back to the group. So I'd like to ask for volunteers today who would like to serve on that subcommittee. And as it's needed, the subcommittee will come into action. But I think it's very critical that we have the subcommittee form so that we can start working immediately and with the authorization of the board and then be able to give those reports back to the board. So if I recall now in our last meeting, who volunteered to be on that subcommittee? I don't remember who those individuals were.
I think Mr. Downton did, and I would be willing to serve at this place.
Okay, so we have Dan. Okay. And you will work, serve on that committee? Okay, we got those names down. Yeah. Yes.
Clarify the role.
The role is basically to evaluate the needs for expansion of other convention centers to be formed, at least so that we're under the radar, or on top of the radar, so that we're not caught, you know, kind of like blindsided. Okay. All right, and I'll serve on that committee. Yes?
Rick Booth is not here today in his place, and I'm sure he would be interested to be involved.
Okay.
He can't defend himself, so I recommend.
Well, that's the way you do it when they're not here. We put them on that, serve on that subcommittee.
At least give him the option.
Okay, thank you. So I think we have members. Anyone else that's interested, just let Jeff know. And then we'll add you to the list. And as the need arises, and we will rise to the occasion and be ready to work together as a subcommittee to make that, to move in the right direction. And any other business? Anyone have any other business? I just want to thank everyone today for this past year. This year has been phenomenal. We've had a lot of opportunities, we've had a lot of challenges, and it appears that 2018 is going to be similar. And it's very critical that our members attend our meetings, and we've had great participation. I just want to thank you all for your attendance and the great wisdom that you bring to this table, even new individuals. And as you notice, Kevin, this is his first day on board, but he brings a lot of history, and I just appreciate your concerns, your comments, and your and the feedback from the city and the county as well. So when we look at the next meeting for 2018, we have been very successful in forecasting those meetings out for the year. So we projected all the meetings for next year. I'd like for everyone, since we are a little bit ahead of our time, to pull out your calendars and put those dates in, please, so that Jeff doesn't have to lose hair just calling and reminding everyone, you know, about the meeting. But we still will do that, but at least if you pull those out, block them in your calendars. And I want to thank Jim Downton, for allowing us to meet at Sharonville for the last two meetings. And then the March 2nd meeting, and remember our meetings begin promptly at 12 noon. We're going to be at the Duke Energy Center. So again, mark this in your calendars. And Jim, thank you for today's spread. And thank your staff for the great job that they had done. And again, I'm so excited about this board. We just have, the CFA board is just awesome. We care about the county. We care about the city. We care about everybody because we want to make our city and our county a county to be proud of. And we are very proud of where we are today. So anyone have any other questions or comments?
Well, I'm just looking at these dates.
Yes.
September, unless my calendar.
Uh-oh.
9th is a Sunday.
September 9th, 2018 looks like a Sunday.
Uh-oh. What did we do? Did I do that?
You might have put the wrong date down.
Should it be the 7th?
Okay.
It's the 7th.
It's the 7th. Okay. Thank you. See what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's, we got it. So mark it for the 7th. Okay. Thank you. Again, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, happy holidays, everyone. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you in 2018. And if anything should come up after, like in January, or anything regarding any of the discussions that we've had today, definitely we may have to pull an emergency meeting. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
we'll find out.
Thanks, Roger. She had to be discussed.
When did we do that? March meeting?
Yeah. So we're also. So we're going to have to look at
the. But if I were a betting man,